Professor Peter Lynham.
Hello, Peter Lynham.
Hello, how is it going today?
Good as. We're at full strength.
That's excellent to hear. Well, I had chosen the subject of Jews between Israel and Jews in America. I was thinking about the tensions between them. And then, as I began digging, I discovered what happened yesterday afternoon in Israel, which was pretty frightening. And I haven't seen it on any New Zealand news media.
Okay,
so far.
Can you give us an outline of the story and the events that have unfolded?
I feel like it's probably coming.
The Dome of the Rock is the great mosque in the center of Jerusalem, built on the site of the old Herod's Temple, and probably on the site of the previous seeding temple built by Solomon. So it's a very historic site. The Wailing Wall beside it is where Orthodox Jews go to pray.
Is that the wall with all the bits of paper in it?
Yeah, and they push their prayers on the bits of paper into the wall. And so it's an extraordinarily significant place. And there is a day in the year in the Jewish calendar, and yesterday was it, in which Jews mourn the destruction of the great temples, the great Jewish temples on that site. And Bennett, the new Prime Minister of Israel, used the police to let Jews go to the sacred site without negotiating first with the Muslim people in control of the
So no heads up, just use police force to let Jews in there.
That's right.
Is this an extreme version of, like, the frisbee goes over the fence and I just go over and get it without going?
Yes, it is. Only a lot more serious when you use police. Right, you bring police to collect the frisbee from over the wall. Now, of course, the extreme things are being said on the Palestinian side, that there is no basis for ever Jews being admitted. The fact is that not so many years ago, it was possible for anybody to visit the Dome of the Rock. And even under Netanyahu's regime, there were incidents about 2 months ago where the Dome of the Rock was open for Jews to enter on a specific day, and that was the beginnings of the stone throwing that led to the most recent skirmish that we've had. But this is under Bennett's watch, and so it's pretty significant, because what it means is what, in fact, any sensible person could have seen. We all wanted to get rid of Netanyahu as a corrupt politician. But, excuse me, but Bennett is a very hard-line Orthodox Jew. He's shown none of the compromises that Netanyahu's become famous for, that, you know, when anybody would lean on him, he would keel over a little bit, at least make words that sounded as though there was a possibility of some kind of two-state solution in Israel. Bennett will have nothing to do with that. He is notoriously tough, has long been extreme. But one would have thought, because he's part of a very fragile coalition, which includes an Arab party, that this would have been unthinkable in the context. But it didn't stop him, and it's mysterious to understand how this could have occurred. And gone to bed now, and everything is quiet again. But who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? And what tells us is that the present Jewish regime is set on making a whole series of gestures that will please the Orthodox in Jewish society. Now, are you aware that we've got to distinguish between the Orthodox and the secular Jews in Israel?
Well, like, could I tell just by looking? Or?
Yeah, well, you could tell just by looking, actually.
Okay, not me.
Because you would look for the long fringes, and you'd look for the tassels, and you'd look for the prayer shawls. And you look for the black hats, usually. I mean, it's very, very easy to pick Orthodox people, and you'd look for, obviously, the little prayer a little prayer cap.
I'm always impressed with how those hats stay on, and then I actually saw low-key someone had like a shiny clip with one sort of holding on.
Yeah, and, you know, it's but like, they're pegged on though.
Right, but if you're bald, they're probably double-sided taped on.
Yes, I would think so. And you know that our Orthodox Jewish women, on marriage, their hair is all shorn off, and they wear wigs for the rest of their lives.
What? Really?
As a sign of their submission.
I did not know that. Interesting.
Yes, it's a quite fascinating aspect.
What is more buzzy than religion? Like, it's kind of buzzy, eh?
Now, but Peter, going back to why we're sort of there's a division between the Orthodox and the secular situation. Jews. Why is that in Israel?
So, I mean, Jews in Israel, there are a lot of Orthodox Jews in Israel. Mm. And that's mostly because so many Russian Jews have since the 1990s been allowed to migrate to Israel. But the Jews that came back under the original Zionist declarations and the permissions that were granted from the late 1940s with the creation of the State of Israel, they were not necessarily highly religious. And, I mean, Jews in America, the largest group of Jews in America are what we call conservative Jews, and the second group is what we call Reform Jews. And so for Reform Jews, it's not unthinkable to have a woman as rabbi. It's even possible for a gay rabbi. Reform Jews and conservative Jews too are increasingly in America a bit like, a relatively liberal Protestant denomination.
A bit more progressive.
Yes, that's right. And in New Zealand, for example, in Auckland, we do have two synagogues here in Auckland. The two principal synagogues, there are some now some smaller ones available with the arrival of South African Jews in New Zealand. The liberal one is the one on Manukau Road, and the Orthodox one is in Grays Avenue. Now, the important thing about this for the culture is that Jews in Israel are heavily supported by Jews in the USA.
Oh, yeah.
And they look increasingly at what's going on in Israel with a sinking heart, those who are Reform or conservative, because they see constantly Jews in Israel doing what appears through American eyes to be unthinkably offensive to other people. And then they cop the results, because the rise in anti-Semitism obviously has a huge amount to do with the conduct of Jews in Israel and the high levels of bitterness that have arisen in Israel, and the feeling of the Arabs in Gaza that there's no future at all. They're going to be run into the ground and destroyed. Bennett himself has proposed that anybody who crosses the border from Gaza to Israel, which remember is supposedly a soft border, should be shot on sight.
Oh, man.
Quite a friendly gesture, isn't it, for what's an internal division rather than a firm boundary. For Jews in Israel, there's increasingly a sense, I mean, and many of the Jews in Israel are secular, and they don't like this either, but they know that the Orthodox, who for the large part don't actually believe that the state of Israel ought to exist as a Jewish state, you know, that they reject the possibility of secular authority achieving God's work. So their synagogues will regularly defy Jewish regulations, for example, on when the State of Israel has requirements about COVID. They have been notorious for ignoring this, both in the States and in Israel. So it's a very difficult situation. It's probably an explosive situation. I think we're going to watch gradually the situation where Biden, who you would expect to go to a more balanced approach than Trump with his vehemently pro-Israel approach, is trying to hold the Jews back and trying to get them back to the negotiating table.
Mm.
But will Bennett be at all interested? Because there's only one basis upon which Arabs will negotiate, and the Arab states, all looking on, will want to see that a two-state solution is possible, that in some ways Gaza needs to come under its own control. Now, mind you, there's a separate issue, and it's a very messy issue, that most Arab states are horrified that Hamas is in control of the Gaza Strip. And so that they can't stand Hamas with its Iranian and extremist position. They can see no possibility. Both sides need to move. And I certainly have been intrigued at the way in which a number of the Gulf states have now opened diplomatic relations with Israel, which is quite a striking change.
Just going back to a sort of a childhood solution, I remember really fondly being in a car with my dad, and he bought this like miniature rugby ball. It was like a miniature gridiron ball, and me and my brother were playing with it in the front of a 120 wide Datsun van. And then it got to the point where it was like, no, no, it's mine. No, no, it's mine. Oh, no, no, it's mine. And me and my brother fighting. Then Dad just grabbed it and hiffed it out the window. Is there a solution somewhere there?
Well, unfortunately, that solution, I think, has tried and failed. And this was to place the holy places of the Holy Land under some kind of international jurisdiction.
I cried. I cried like real hard about it. But well, tell you I think we're better off for it. I really do. I'm like, I think about that little miniature rugby ball to this day, Peter Lynham, and I think we really ruined it for ourselves.
So. Okay, but do you bomb the Dome of the Rock?
No.
In order to clear the space for a new Jewish temple? I don't think so.
No.
It's an incredibly nuanced situation, and
well, sometimes throwing something out of the Datsun van window is just the best fix. Yeah,
but I mean, as I said, the position of some kind of international control of the holy sites
has
been talked about in the past, and there just doesn't seem to be any willingness on either side. You see,
no one would be righteous enough, eh? No one would be.
Well, the trouble is, it's true. And secondly, I mean, it's the Arabs who would need to give up. You see, this is the difficulty, that it's actually the weak party. Its one bargaining card, you could say, is the control of the Dome of the Rock at the moment, and they'd have to surrender it.
All right, Peter Lynham, I guess we'll watch the space and check in with you next Monday. Thank you for your...
Let's hope nothing happens in the meantime.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for humouring my father's teachings as well.
Okay, it's an interesting thought. I'll think of flipping the ball out the window, but I'm not convinced.
Cheers, mate. Take it easy.
See you. Bye.